Praise God. Jesus Christ the same, today as yesterday, and you'll be the same tomorrow. The things he's done before, he will do again. He is the Lord, he does not change. Jesus Christ the same today as he was yesterday, and you'll be the same.
Yesterday we read out of Matthew chapter 4. Praise God. Today we're going to flip over a couple of pages. We're going to read out of Matthew chapter 8. Amen. Beginning at verse 1. And when he, Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. One translation said, if you choose to, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. And in this translation said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Amen. The other translation said, I choose to. Amen. Touched him and he was made clean. Praise God. Praise God. Do you notice that Jesus didn't even hesitate? He didn't even hesitate. The man asked him. The man said, if you will, if you want to, if you choose to, if you will, if you want to, you can make me clean. Jesus did not hesitate. He reached out, touched him, and said, I will, be thou clean. Now, you know, the Bible tells us that God's no respecter of persons. That means if he did it for that man, if he said, I will to that man, he's saying, I will to you and I today. Amen. He's saying, I will to you today. Praise God. As you listen to this, he's saying, I will heal you. I will heal you. I want to heal you. I choose to heal you. That's what he's saying to you today. Amen. If you had a red letter edition Bible, that's what it says right there in red letters. Those are the words of Jesus Christ, the Master. Amen. I will, be thou clean. Now, just this, you know, Jesus only did what the Father told him to do and what he saw the Father do. Jesus Christ is, in fact, the will of God in action. If you want to know what the will of the Father was in any situation, all you have to do is look at Jesus, because that's all he ever did was the will of God. Amen. And he didn't even hesitate. I will be thou clean. Now let's just go on and read. Let's pick up in verse 5. We'll read just a little bit further here. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? I will come and heal him. We've gone seven verses into Matthew chapter 8. And here Jesus has already declared twice, I will come and heal him. I will heal you. Amen. Now remember, he's no respecter of persons. If he said it to that leper, if he said it to that centurion, he's saying it to you and I. Amen. I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You know, that man agreed with Jesus. That man agreed with Jesus. Amen. Jesus went on to say, For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and he said, verily, I say to you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. He marveled at this man's faith. Well, you know how that man expressed his faith? He simply agreed with Jesus. It's amazing to me sometimes how many people will fight you for the right to be sick. Oh, no. He, you know, and give you all kind of excuses why they can be sick and why they can be, hurting or broke or tired. Amen. It's funny. It is, kind of. It's actually sad. But you know what? Praise God. Praise God. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And he's saying that to you and I today. I will come and heal you. I will heal you. Amen. I will heal you. I just want to establish just with these two things, and we'll go on. We'll read some more as days go on here. You're going to see again that, you know, Jesus is going to make these same kind of statements. No hesitation. I will come and heal him. I will be thou clean. Amen. But you know, the key thing that I get this morning as we're putting this together, as we're reading these verses together, the key thing that I get here is that the centurion agreed with him. Are you willing to agree with Jesus today? Are you willing to agree with him and say, you know, Lord, if your word says it, that's the way it is? You know, Peter said that one time, said, Lord, we've been fishing all night, haven't caught a thing. But at your word, we'll go let down the nets. And they let down the nets and they got so many fish, they had to call their buddies to help them bring them in. Amen? Because the word of God works. Because the Lord knows. Amen? The word of God works. The word of God is truth. Amen? Amen? The word of God can be agreed with. The word of God can be stood upon. Amen? Will you agree with Jesus today? Will you agree with him and say, Lord, if you say it, I got it, it's mine. If you say that by your stripes I am healed, I am. Will you agree with the Lord today and say that he's your healer? Will you agree with him today? Amen. Amen. The choice is yours. Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Father God, that it's true, that you've declared with no uncertainty, Lord, that it's your will to heal us. And I just thank you, Father, for your healing power right now beginning to work in the hearts and lives and in the bodies of people that are listening to this message in Jesus' name. Lord, give them glory. We give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name, Lord, this morning. We give you glory and honor for healing. For healing bodies today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, thank you that it is your will. And your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Selah.